Okay, evaluations. Evaluations are basically the employee's best evidence against a company. I will tell you, if you have honest evaluations about a sucky employee, you're probably not going to get sued. Because those are going to be provided to the opposing counsel probably before the lawsuit gets started to say, are you seriously going to take this on a contingency fee? Have fun working for free. Because if they say, you suck, you're about to be fired, you really suck, you're fired, then, geez Louise, that's a really hard case to take. Unless all of that happened, you know, the day after a harassment complaint. But other than that, it's really very helpful. They have to be honest. If there is grade inflation, it's going to bite you in the butt. And I see it, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but allow me this opportunity. There is nothing worse than trying to explain to a jury, as a lawyer or as a manager or as an HR professional, how it is that this employee that we clearly fired because they were such a poor performer got a meets or exceeds expectations review only 8 months before they were fired. So we have some options there. Let's see. We could say, okay, well, they were really good for like 16 years, but that last 6 months, they totally sucked, so we just got rid of them. Lovely. Okay, we could go with, well, you know, I just really believe in positive reinforcement, and sometimes when you say things negative, people just get worse, so it's just more important to focus on the positive. Okay, you're an airhead. And then there's the last one is, okay, we lied. You know, we told them that they were good because it was just easier. We didn't want to fill out all the paperwork, so it's just like, okay, so we lied, but really they sucked. I mean, bottom line is, you know, everybody else got a super duper duper exceeds, and they only got a super exceeds. So, and all, you know, really honestly, that amounts to a D minus. I'm like, okay, did you tell the employee that? Is there anything in this that says that you're really not happy with just the super exceeds? Well, no. Okay. I mean, it's just next to impossible to win those kind of lawsuits unless you caught them in the bathroom shooting up heroin. Okay, if it's a really extreme example of, you know, way out there misconduct, that's a, okay, you're out of here. But, you know, that's not the norm. The norm is they sucked, and they probably sucked for quite a while. And if we don't have anything in writing that says they sucked, then the jury is going to have a hard time because bottom line is if it was bad enough to fire them for it, then there should be something in writing. Shouldn't there? And in Austin especially, because guess what? We have the city, the county, and the state, and the federal government all here. And government employees have a whole different concept of how this process works. And while one may argue that they're at will, they're not really. Technically, maybe, but not really, right? So, trying to explain to that group, you know, that, yeah, we don't have to give any kind of written notice. You know, we can tell them that they met expectations and still fire them because it's at will. I mean, they look at me like, oh, what? You know, then you automatically fall into the jerk category. And if you're in the jerk category, you're going to lose, you know, because if I already know you're a jerk and I don't like you, it's a real easy skip from jerk to racist jerk. Or sexist jerk. I mean, let's chase it. Racists and sexists are jerks. So once I know you're a jerk, what's the odds that you are a racist or a sexist jerk? Not. I mean, pretty high. So ultimately, don't get into the jerk category, which means you better be put in writing that you suck, and that if you continue to suck, you're going to lose your job. I know. I'm preaching to the choir. But be specific. No grade inflation. Ultimately, it depends on whether you're a small employer or a large employer. Why are you doing these evaluations? Because if they're not going to be done right, just don't do them. You're only creating evidence against you. So if they're not going to be done honestly, please just don't do them, because all you're doing is creating evidence against you. Narrow the scale. There's meets, and then there's doesn't meet. End of story. That's it. Those are your options. Meets, doesn't meet. If you have a larger scale, require two or more circumstances justifying any rating other than meets. So if you want to say they exceed, fine. Give me two examples in the last 12 months that justify your rating of exceeds expectations in that category. Name them. Two. Gotta have two. guess what? If you make the managers work for it, they're going to default to meets. Meets. They can't. They really can't. Because ultimately, here's what happens. They showed up. They had a good attitude. They got their work done. They didn't screw anything up. Wow! They've exceeded my expectations. Like, really? Wow, the bar has really gone down since. But that's the thinking, right? And, you know, every great now and then they'll have somebody who doesn't. Every great now and then. But even then, they might put them, like, they might give them a doesn't meet in one category. But overall, they exceeded. Okay, that's fine, because that may be true. It may be that you are an incredible salesperson, that you're really good technically, that you know your product, and that you suck goose eggs communicating with your coworkers, right? So, but if that's true, then you need to say, even though you overall exceeded expectations, the fact that you have a fail to meet in this particular category could result in your termination. So we need to work on that, shall we? And say that in writing so they understand, you know, being a turkey but really good at sales isn't going to save your job. You have to be nice and be really great in sales. You have to play well with others. That's part of the job. If you get something, and this is, if I were queen of the world and I was HR and somebody gave me all of the reviews and everybody exceeded, I'd say, that's great. So I'm counting on the fact that over the next 12 months, I will not be seeing you in my office saying you need to terminate somebody, right?